As the epidemic of black lung disease continues to affect miners across the Ohio Valley, a review of state records in Kentucky shows that sick miners there could have had a harder time getting benefits. 2 years ago, Kentucky lawmakers made a controversial change to the rules for black lung benefits. Now, data shows that since that change, the percent of Kentucky miners diagnosed by state-approved experts as having the disease fell by half. Sydney Bowles has the story.
Lynn Stanley worked in coal mining for 46 years.
I don't know if anybody really likes work, but you got to do something to occupy your time.
Stanley says he'd still be working if his doctor hadn't told him he was too sick.
And it kept getting progressively worse and harder to breathe to the point that it got to where I just really couldn't do my job. I didn't have enough oxygen.
Stanley watched family members die of black lung disease, so he knew what was happening to him. And he knew that he was entitled to state benefits for his occupational disease. So he got an x-ray taken, and he sent it to a radiologist.
They read it and said I had first one and second stage complicated.
Over the next few months, three more physicians would tell Stanley he had a pretty serious case of black lung. But in court, none of that would matter, because in 2018, Kentucky passed a law saying that only certain pulmonologists could be given what's called presumptive weight in determining whether a coal miner would get benefits. Right now, only two pulmonologists are serving in that role. One of them, Dr. Bruce Brody, said Stanley had a less advanced form of the disease.
Unfortunately, that's not uncommon in these cases.
That's Tom Moak. He's Stanley's lawyer, and he watched what happened when Kentucky changed the law 2 years ago.
Somebody like Dr. Brody, who has a history of working for coal companies, generally speaking, is considered more conservative. He almost always finds somebody who does not have black lung or has one of the lower levels of black lung.
Doctors Brody and Byron Westerfield, the two pulmonologists currently reading x-rays in black lung cases, both declined to comment for this story. But data from the Kentucky Department of Workers' Claims show that both doctors sided with the coal companies more often than with the coal miners. And in 2019, the first full year with this new law in effect, the share of claims in which one of the two state-approved physicians diagnosed black lung fell by more than half. Just 16 coal miners were awarded state benefits last year. Tyler White is the president of the Kentucky Coal Association, which supported the 2018 law known as House Bill 2.
What we've seen is a more accurate diagnosis and appropriate treatment plans post-House Bill 2.
How do you know that it's more accurate?
What do you mean? How do you know if they're more accurate? A lung specialist should be diagnosing lung issues, not radiologists.
But the professional organization representing pulmonologists disagrees with that. In 2018, a spokesperson said that law seemed, quote, specifically passed to exclude physicians who are neutral. Organizations representing pulmonologists and radiologists have called for the repeal of the law. The problem has caught the attention of Kentucky State Representative Angie Hatton, a Democrat of Letcher County.
I know the sound of a man's lungs turning black, and I'm tired of seeing people that I love wait so long for hearing that they pass away before they ever get their benefits.
Hatton introduced a bill this year that would allow radiologists to diagnose and state claims again. The bill is awaiting a hearing in committee. Lynn Stanley knows the process might take a while, but he says he's not going anywhere.
It's a long, drawn-out process for something that really should be really simple. If it takes us 10 years, we'll be right here. You know what I'm saying?
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Prestonsburg, Kentucky.